Blog Talk Radio.
To say welcome to the Advent Light Ministry House Thursday. We're so glad that you decide to join us. I am Steffi, and I'm going to open the line for your international co-host down there in the beautiful island of Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Your line is now open, Sister Powell.
Okay, thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for that introduction, and I just want to thank you for opening my line. And
you're a little low, Sister Powell, you're low.
Yes, you're hearing me now? Hello?
I'm hearing you, you're still a little low. You sound like you're far away from the phone, just a low.
I'm trying, okay? Yeah. All right. You're hearing me better?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, my dear. I just want to thank God that I am here this evening. I just step in, my dear beloved, and I'm a little bit tired. But I know God is able to carry me through, and that you will have a wonderful time tonight on Advent Thursday. I thank God for all what he has done for us, so we will open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we come before your throne to give you thanks and praise this evening. We want to thank you for life, Lord, And we want to thank you for health, more health, strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for the breath that we blow. We want to thank you, Lord, Father, for the strength of moving to and fro. We want to thank you for your protection towards each and every one of us on the busy highway. Just a while ago, while we were coming, we heard that one of our brother met into an accident today and actually damaged two cars, but his life is saved, and also the person in the car. No one got hurt, only the car. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, for sparing those brothers' life today. We know that the cars, them is material, and Lord, you gave them it, you bless them, anoint it, and you will allow them, dear Lord, to get it fixed. You are so good, you are so kind. Heavenly Father, as we come before you as children, calling on you for help, if there is no other time we need your help, we need it now. Each one of us, those who are in Albany, New York, New Jersey, dear Father, Louisiana, those who is in upstate New York, those who is looking for watching from the Netherlands and Canada, dear Father, and Asia, Africa, Lord, we lift up ourselves to you. Father, please, we ask you to search each one of us. See if there is anything within us, Lord, entering this prayer and our life to go spiritually with you. We ask you to remove it, Father, so that the Holy Spirit will abide in us and we will be obedient to carry your work. Father, we want to thank you for what you have done today. Lord, providing us, Lord, with every little means, Lord, toward the children. And children and parents, dear Lord, and the need is there. We thank you, Lord. And we are asking you that each one from the baby who was presented, dear Father, so they will feel you and also come to know you more. And also, dear Father, not knowing you more, but also share it to others. So we want to thank you tonight. I leave this meeting, this service in your hand, so that our brothers and sisters who join, that they will participate and share all the blessings that you have done for them. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Powell, thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. I want to apologize. It was my phone that was low. And so I couldn't hear you, and I thought it was yours, but it was really mine. So I turned up the volume and hearing you nicely, loudly, and clearly.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, my dear. I just thank you again, you know, for hoping my line. I'm having some technical difficulties with my thing. They're asking for email, and I try and go. I'm having problems. So thank you again. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. We have a prayer, so we know we always like to have a song. Before we even do the scripture, our scripture passage, we like to have a song. And I'm going to find a little song that we can sing. Wow. And this song is, I hope, in the hymn book. And then we will read our favorite scriptures. And you know Genesis 1:29 and third last part of 30 and 3 John 1-4 and Revelation 21:1-2. I'm going to sing this song because we are looking forward for a second coming. I'm just going to sing maybe what the first, the second, and the last verse. When he cometh. When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own, like the stars of great crown, adorning they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Amen, amen. My dear beloved, when he cometh to make up his jewels, he's going to take all the bright ones, all the ones who are faithful to him. And this is our prayer this evening as we open the Word of God to read Genesis 1, 29 to 30. I don't know who on the line would like to read. You can just press 1 and can start reading.
Well, I'm going to open this line, 518-482. 518-482.
Amen.
Okay. Your line is now open.
That's in front of my line. Okay. It's still there. Thank you. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. The second scripture, 3 John 1 to 4. I'd like to read that.
The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, verse 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. 3 John 1, verse 4.
All right. Thank you, my dear beloved.
3 John 1, verse 1 through 4. Yes.
Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cancinelli and Sister Stephanie, for reading the first scripture and the second scripture. And my dear beloved, the Lord wants us to walk in the truth. And he loved to hear when we do walk in the truth. And the truth, swims, my mother used to say, speak the truth and speak it ever, cause it what it will. You are the wrong he did. What again? The last part. God wants us to speak the truth, to do the truth, to walk in the truth. Then the favorite, our favorite scripture, where we all going to enjoy that tree of life once more. And we will be drinking that water from that fountain, those rivers, those pure, those cool water once more. And we will be with the Lord. He said here in Revelation 22:1-3, the water and the tree of life. And I know Sister Stephanie and Sister Constantine, who both read, who longing to see and that tree of life, right? And to be there and to, you know, fellowship with our brothers and our sister under that tree, right? So we're going to read now. He said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, my dear beloved, here in the reading of 3 John of Revelation 22, verse 1 to 2, 3 John 1 to 4, and Genesis 1, 29. So, as we read scripture and, you know, fellowship together, we is able now to share some of the blessings that God have showered down on you, each one of us. So, my dear beloved, the line is, will be open. As you put, press number one, the line will be open. You will have the opportunity to share and to give your prayer, make your prayer request to the Lord so that we can present these requests to him. Yes, the line is now for you guys to press one.
All right. I did 518-482. Your line is now open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. I want to speak about this evening. I would like to talk. Well, first of all, I must thank God for life, for strength, for health, that I could be on this line this evening, though a bit tired. I thank God that I could still come on and speak some, encourage somebody along life's path to me. And this evening, I just want to talk about fresh air because it's so very, very important. I spoke about this already, if you could remember. Fresh air, but it's so important that I want to emphasize again this evening. Pure air. Every living thing on this earth needs it. Every second of our lives. Yes, there's more taken for granted. This is more taken, you know, for granted by many of us. It's by the air we breathe every day. Most of us don't even think, we don't even think about the possibility of not being available when it's not available until we find ourselves in a situation which threatens or deprives us of it. If we are in like in an elevator, traveling in an overcrowded elevator or train that has no air conditioning, caught outside a swirling dust storm, stuck behind some hefty truck in the traffic that is blowing polluted diesel fume all over us. and all in spite of all these things, people take it for granted. Fresh, clean air is something that we cannot do without. We cannot live without for long, more than just a few minutes. And I think that everyone, everybody, every cell in our system, of which there are trillions, need a constant supply of fresh air and to supply oxygen. And the oxygen we take is picked up by our red blood cells, which carry to the rest of the body cells to create energy. So we could get energy to walk, energy to talk, and everything else. If our cells get enough oxygen, they will be healthy. Healthy cells make us healthy bodies. So, however, you know, when I think about it, we breathe out, we also exhale carbon dioxide and other toxins, which the byproducts of the body constantly occurring in our cells. If we are in a situation where we are not getting oxygen, but always breathing in, exhaling toxin, laden air, our cells will become deprived of their most basic need. The oxygen in our body, contents in the air, will deplete continually as these toxin wastes are breathed out. This air will not provide your body with sufficient oxygen to keep your cells functioning properly. Oxygen is full of health and life-giving qualities. It reduces depression. It promotes healing. It soothes the nerves. It gives the blood its healthy red color. It purifies the blood and sends its life-giving current to every part of the body. Oxygen, pure air, is essential for cells, the metabolism of cells, right? And that metabolism occurs constantly. I just want to speak of some of the things quickly to ensure you get a dose of fresh air every day. What you have to do while you are at break at work, you take a walk outside, slow deep breaths, and this will banish that tired feeling, that tired sluggish feelings that you sometimes feel come over you, right? And it will leave you feeling more energized and focused. Next, especially in this winter season, open your windows regularly and air out your house as often as you can. If there is smog warning in effect, wait until later that night or very early in the next morning when the air is a lot cleaner. Sleep with your bedroom windows open and leave your bedroom door open to increase the transfer of air. Don't smoke in your home. You know, a lot of people does that. I don't know how they exist. Do not allow other family members or guests to smoke in your home, even for 1 second. It contains hundreds of harmful chemicals, smoke. Avoid breathing in exhaust fumes where possible. Try not to stay in a stuffy room for long. Make sure that your clothes, dryers, gas cooking, ranger, heaters, fireplaces are properly vented to outdoors. Maintain your heating and air conditioning until on a regular basis and have your air ducts and furnaces filtered and cleaned regularly. do some deep breathing, right? Breathe in, breathe out, exercise every day. Get some exercise on a daily basis, preferably outside. Don't forget about your posture. Sit up straight and stand tall and allow your lungs to expand. That will help you take in some oxygen. Another thing that we don't even think about sometimes is to wear loose clothing. Wear loose, comfortable clothing that allows you to, you know, breathe deeply and freely without being restricted. Try not to wear clothes that are tight around your chest or abdomen. Avoid air fresheners. And many of us like air fresheners, but it says that we should avoid them or artificial fragrances in your home. We should use what? Natural, things that are natural alternatives. Pure essential oil are a great choice. And last of all, this evening I want to emphasize is keep plants in your home and at work, and that helps to improve the air quality. Plants produce oxygen and it absorbs carbon dioxide from the air. So all these are little tips for us to keep what? Healthy and to breathe pure air every day. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I don't know how many of those tips you all remember because it's a lot. It's a lot, but you will remember something. Thank you.
Amen.
Very powerful.
Amen.
Well, information.
Mm-hmm. Sister Stephanie, you would like to comment?
Very powerful information, absolutely. I was saying when she was talking, yes, I have plants in my bedroom. I have plants in my house. I crack my window. You know, absolutely. She's absolutely right. As much as the fresh air that we can get, we definitely need it, and we neglect it a lot, you know, because we're in-house, especially for what, almost half the year. It's coming up to be cold now. It is dark, you know, often and well as well. And, we, you know, many times we don't want to go outside. We want to be indoor. But as she said, it is very beneficial. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sister Cancinelli. Always a pleasure and a blessing.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also thank you, Sister Cancinelli. You give us a fourth part of the 8 laws of health that God has given unto us. New start, nutrition, exercise, we talk about it, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And it's good for us to really get that fresh air, because without that fresh air, we would not, all of us would not be here, you know, to take in and to let out. So thank you for these tips, and, you know, open your winter regularly, my dear beloved, and sleep with your bedroom door open, very important, and also don't smoke or let no one come and smoke in the house. So thank you again, my dear beloved. Is there anyone else would like to share, give the blessing that God blesses you? And also some of the things that you have used to boost your immune system, you can also share, and also your prayer request.
Well, Sister Paula, while we're waiting for the others to come on and to share, I just want to thank God for his goodness and his mercies towards me and my family. We can't outdo God, and so I went to my allergist on Tuesday, and then I went to my other doctor on Wednesday, and you know God is so good, because what I knew, I knew what was happening for some part. I had gone to a couple other allergists before, and they had, you know how they do the test and everything like that, and I was just when I went into like a coughing spasm, and they would not attribute it to the pricks that they gave me, the allergens that they allow me to come in contact with. And so I went to this man, he's from India, and immediately, you know, she pricked me, and, you know, the cough started to come. And then it started to come, and, you know, I was just coughing. And he came in, and he said, oh, my goodness, you're highly allergic. So he told him to take it off. And, you know, he gave me, you know, the diagnosis and let me know what I knew, right? And he said, yeah, you, even just the presence of you being in it, you know, it trigger you that coughing spell. Because he was like, well, so did you come in because you're coughing? I said, no, I didn't come in here coughing. You know, I said, when I, you know, I came, you know, without a cough. And so as soon as I got in contact with this, I started coughing. And, you know, very nice, very approachable, very knowledgeable of what was going on. And, you know, he said, I see that you like the natural stuff. And so I'm going to, you know, we're going to work together to be able to assist you for that. So I just thank God for that, you know, for that relationship, you know, with just meeting him. This is the first time that I've met him. And I also do want to share with you that I've said to you that, you know, and inform you what these wicked people have been doing, you know, messing up my money, but God has worked it out so that I'm able to get pay. And I just can say that, you know, that scripture is sure. We can trust that when God says that I will take care of you, my children, we just need to trust him. We just need to hold on to him, even when we can't trace him. We need to trust him. Also want to thank God, you know, for just allowing people in your life. You know, my girlfriend, I was at the Staples printing some flyers, and she called me. She was like, where are you? I said, I'm at the Staples, you know, right by my house. She said, well, I'm here. I'm going to drop you some box of food. And she bought like 3 boxes of groceries, produce, fruits and vegetables. And, you know, just wonderful eggplant and peppers and, you know, cauliflower. And I was with my other girlfriend, and I said, you know, when we came home, I said, you know, get yourself some stuff. And I was able to bag out some stuff and bring it to my neighbors. One of them wasn't there, but she sent me back a message because, you know, they have the Ring stuff, so they see everybody that comes to their house. So she sent me, she said, thank you so much. You know, I was away. And I said, you know, praise God, you know, that we're able to share the little that we have. And so I ask you to pray for my daughter, Kaja. Continue to pray for KJ. I told you he got a new job. His hours are a little bit different than what his hours were before. However, he still is. They still blessed him with the same schedule, per se, where he works Sunday through Thursday, and he's off Friday and for the Sabbath. And so I thank God for that, because not many people, you know, want to give you those type of, you know, those days off, you know. So I thank God that it worked out on according to his will, you know. And just continue to pray for me. Continue to pray that God will continue to lead me and allow me to be able to be his hand and his feet, to be able to share his light to us. I went to a meeting on Monday, and I'm telling you, man, this lady's something else. I got to pray for her, but I know that is a spiritual warfare. She refused to let me speak, you know, but I just thank God that the deceit and the wickedness is being revealed, and everybody's noticing it. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Continue to pray for each and every one of us, and I want you to keep Brother Rick in prayer. You told me that his parents experienced a fire, so we want to pray that God will strengthen them and will allow the help pour out his storehouse, so that we too can also bless in that instant and in that in that opportunity as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for also joining and also sharing. Praise the poor. You know, the Lord said, I will supply your needs according to your riches in glory, and you shall supply all your needs with your food, and you will be able to supply with others. And, you know, and God, you have seen God many times manifest his love towards you, so we do know that we serve a true God who promised to protect us and to carry us through. So thank you for sharing your praise report. Yes, my dear beloved, I will until someone else will raise their hand so that we can open the line for them to share. My dear beloved, your grandma, Sister Powell, Miss Moore, whatsoever name you guys may call it, I just want to give God thanks for what he have been doing. We are busy week, because from yesterday myself and Sister Cynthia, my sister in Christ and like a blood sister, we were here from yesterday, actually spend half, three quarter of a day getting packing the supplies for the children and the shedding. And my dear beloved, we went to the store and we purchased some goods and we came here, right here in the little pocket area, and we pack up some goods. Well, the leader of the church, I think she went to a funeral, but she came back from the funeral, and also she packed up some home. But my dear beloved, I am telling you, God have been pouring out his blessing upon Sister Powell and upon supplies, because it comes like, and also feels like, you know, there is someone putting in and bringing in those supplies here, because we were able to pack over 60 packages, right? And some wasn't packed, so, you know, and after we took it this morning, you know, this morning is the children's program and also the seniors, you know, I woke up around 4 o'clock this morning, and like someone said to me, you know what, Sister Powell, you cook some food, because I was not going to cook, as she might. The community service leader, and she said she will be fixing the meal. But I got up, my dear beloved, and I fixed a big meal, like when I was really cooking for the team. And after when I finished, you know, I got a ride down and I took down the thing, and she did not start yet. You know, so that food was there just quick. It came there regular, I think actually lunchtime. So we have a lot of elderly there, people with, you know, diabetes issue. And there we said, you know what, we have to pray, hope in the thing. And I think we have to feed those individuals, you know. So we started, and she started to get chew with the children. But it was so totally different from when I really do my tree, but it went on good so far. So, my dear beloved, we fed those individuals, and the food was all enough, you know. Everyone eat, and we started to help around the place, fix up the place, and the packages for the children. So, we had over maybe around 120, you know, children and parents was there today. So we are blessed, and the children enjoy themselves. And one little boy asked him, how is it? Do you enjoy the tree? He said, yes. I said, what good it is. What you got from it? He said, I got to meet and to socialize with friends, and I met new friends, and I'm thankful for what God have done. So they are grateful. These little ones are grateful. They're special in God's sight, and they got their thing. And my dear beloved, I got a lot of books, you know, Daniel, Joseph, you know, David, and a lot of word, the crossword puzzle with, you know, the Bible. And they were asking for those books. Asking, yes, you know, grandma, have you any more of those books? So I share out quite a few. So I am giving God thanks for what he has done. And just pray for these children, so that they will read these books, and, you know, not just only read it, share it with their little friend, and they will get to a better understanding about Jesus Christ. So that is it. Another praise report, my dear beloved, as you may hear, we got the bulldozer from this project that's supposed to be started for around 20, 2019, yes, but because, you know, certain thing, 2020, we know we have the disease, it didn't. But by the grace of God, my dear beloved, we had started it around 3 to 4 weeks now, but the bulldozer came and eventually had cleared the property so that we can actually start it. And the owner of the bulldozer was there, my dear. I met him for the first time over how many years, really? A young man who, I am telling you, God have blessed him in the community, and he's doing great in the community and also helping in the community. So he came and he did it clear. His worker came, but he was there, and then he drove out. We introduced ourselves, you know, and he said, yes, he will. That is his contribution to clear it. So I give God thanks for that. So that's another praise report. So that project will start soon. And the project that every one of us really look and watching this little young man, our grandson, you know, and to saw the work that God have been using him to do. He have been doing a great job. We were there Monday, do a little cleanup and helping arrange the fixture so that the people can move in. I don't sure that, you know, he wanted to move them in before the holiday season, but I doubt that because there is still little work not there. But if they are not going to move in for this holiday period, I know by the coming year, God's going to bless them that they move. They have been doing, he have been doing a lot. So continue to pray for us that these little projects that we started, that it will be completed. And thank you all for prayer and also your support. And I just want to say the food program, the soup kitchen is going, it is moving, and the people appreciate everything that they do. And my dear beloved, the work that God wants us to do, let us be faithful, each one, and to do his will. So that's my little praise report. So please pray for me that God will give me the strength.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for sharing that. I don't recall if you read Revelation 22:1-2. I can't remember, but I thank you so much for that praise report. It's funny, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Powell, that I also, too, am feeling a little tired than normal, and I know that this time where it gets late, I don't know. It just looked like to get late earlier, right? And so it is also, like my body, literally I'm tired. But as Sister Powell praying, asking God to give us strength, I know that his word is like medicine to our bone, right? So he will shut us up, right? And so I thank God for that. So we're going to ask you to press 1 if you would like to speak. All right, I see someone pressing 1. All right, Sister Powell, did you read Revelation 22:1-2?
Yes, I do.
Okay, okay, all right. All right, so this line, I'm going to open this line, 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana.
Good evening.
I just wanted to thank God for a blessed day, and thank him for watching over us last night. Today was a nice day today. We had rainy weather yesterday, but I would like to read a prayer. Lord, let us not be afraid to speak out for you, because we think ourselves unskilled at speaking. We know if we speak your word and it's true, you can work in the spite of any limitation of your own speaking ability. We do trust our own speaking style of method but your grace to make your word effectually and powerful to save and sanctify. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. He blesses us unlimited, and we thank him for that. We thank him every time we open our eyes, just a blessing. Every time we eat, just to wake up in the morning, I'm blessed. I'll be thankful to see another day. So I just want to ask for prayer for our Advent Light family on and off the line all around the world, the sick, the ones just sick, homeless, those that in the nursing home or wherever they may be. Ask the Lord to strengthen us and give us the strength to see the end of the year, the beginning of the year, so that we can come back and continue fellowship and worshiping him and spirit and truth and the continue lifting up his word so that we can continue doing what he loved for us to do. And we just want to continue praying one for another. And God bless y'all. And we want to pray for that Advent Light help and all the rest of us. Amen. Hold on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, like I said, hello to everyone. This is Brother John from home, Louisiana. And like my wife said, give the Lord the praise. And I just want to say thanks. I want to thank the Lord for his prayer line. Thank God for all the blessings and the teachings from the teachers on the prayer line, the ones that's learning like me, and the speakers, the listeners. And just want to say I'm always thankful and always feeling blessed. And I love to count my blessings every day and just be happy to wake up in the morning and to see another day, thank God. And just want to do good on this earth. That God, the gift that he gave us, this gift of life, I want to make him and everyone, including myself, proud of me by the way I live this life. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining, always joining, always be fellowshipping with us, and always be sharing the love that Christ have given unto you so that you can share it with others and tell them what God have done. So I just want to thank you, Brother John. Keep up the good work. You know, he have been blessing you. He have changed your life. Things that you used to do, you do it no more, and you know you have been evangelizing, and also Sister Brenda, God is so good, my dear. I am so thankful that we all could be on this line to listen to each other, and that when we goes out, we can tell other about a man. Come and see a man who have changed our life. Thank you, amen. Brother John and Sister Brenda again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to open this line. 272. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for that as well. We're going to open this line, 272-770. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. And so wonderful to be here tonight. I know I'm Tymiko from Pennsylvania, but in Pennsylvania, I just wanted to say it snowed over here. So there was a lot of snow, and I did the best I could to shovel some snow and to clean off the car. But I just thank God for the beautiful snow. When it first falls, it's so beautiful, and you get to see the different snowflakes. God is just so awesome and amazing that there's no two snowflakes alike. So each one that comes down is different. And just like the stars in the sky, God knows each and every one of them by name. So it's just amazing. I think I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he takes good care of his children. He watches over us. He has given me safe travel and mercies to my doctor's appointments. So I'm just so grateful, and I just give the Lord praise and honor and glory to his great and holy name because he is so worthy to be praised. And I do have a Bible verse that I would like to share with my brothers and sisters this evening. It's taken from Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. So I just give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he is doing miracles. He's doing mighty things. And it's just a wonderful thing to see everything. And, you know, knowing, too, that the Lord gives us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that when we leave out to go to our appointments, or if we leave out to go shopping, we take our books with us to share with everyone so that we can tell them that Jesus is coming soon and to be ready, and then we can win souls for Jesus. So I'm just so happy and grateful that we have the Lord on our side and always remembering to stay healthy, to drink a lot of water, to do our exercise. It is so important to stay healthy. So I just wanted to share that with everyone, and I want to ask for a prayer request to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters here tonight on the prayer line. Prayer for you, Sister Stephanie, and your precious Jules, KJ and Kasha, and prayer for Sister Powell, and for Alex Nation and the Williams family as well. Prayer for all my brothers and sisters, Brother John and Sister Brenda. God bless you all, and I just keep you in my prayers as well, and continue to pray for each and every one of us and my family members as well. I would like to lift them in prayer. So thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you always and forever, and I love you all in my heart. I'm praying for each and every one of you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Tonico, for those wonderful tips and encouragements and praise report as well. All right. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister. Again, I second it. For those encouraging words, God is good, right? Is there anyone else you'd like to share?
I'm going to open the line. 857-505. Your line is now open.
Stephanie and Sister Power, God bless you. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Power, I'd like to thank God, Sister Power, because he is good. He's a marvelous God, and he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And Sister Power, I hope Sister Stephanie feel feel better, Sister Power. Sister Stephanie should drink lemon tea. Sister Stephanie should drink honey tea. And Sister Stephanie should stay healthy and, you know, drink the tea because tea is very, very important for Sister Stephanie, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I hope Sister Stephanie got a tea at this moment. And I'm praying, Sister Power, for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift up in the individual in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Dylan in prayer, Sister Power. And pray for Brother Dylan's daughter too, because Sister Tamika will tell you what the daughter's name of Brother Dylan, but lift up his daughter in prayer. You know what his name, Sister Power? His name is Brother Dylan. Brother Dylan say his daughter needs prayer too, so lift up his daughter in prayer. And Sister Power, I want to sing a special song, Sister Power, for Sister Stephanie. Sister Power, I got my mind made up, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, Sister Tamiko, let's sing that song all together, my dear brothers and sisters. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. Let's sing it, Sister Stephanie, Sister Stephanie, Sister Stephanie. You better shout, my dear sister, Sister Stephanie. I got my mind made up. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus someday. May God bless you all on the prayer line. Amen and amen. God bless you, Sister Powell. God bless you, Sister Tamiko, and your family members. God bless you, Sister Tamiko, and your mother, Sister Dorothy.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You could drop. All right. Brother Eli, seems like you dropped. Thank you for that song. And we have made up our mind made up, and our decision, we decided that we will follow Jesus all the way. I have my mind made up, and I won't turn back. I will be with my Jesus someday. That is our prayer for each and every one. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that encouraging song, and to allow us that if our mind made up and we love the truth and settle in the truth and be righteous like our Father Jesus Christ, we know we will see him soon and very soon. Thank you again. Is there anyone else before it's time for us to go in our prayer? But if there is anyone else, you could open that they can share short, a little short.
There's no one else that I did not open, that I didn't see is asking to be open again.
Okay.
I don't know, Sister
All
Constantly,
right.
You want me to open back Sister Constantly live, but she's the one that started early, so I could open back her line, but I haven't seen anybody else. I'll open back her line, and then you could see if she has something.
Yes, yes, maybe she could do
all right, Sister,
prior.
I'm going to open this line again, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Okay.
I know Jesus could do all things for us, and I'm thankful that he can do all things. I want to sing this song. Whatever, him is here. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, because in times like these, we need Jesus. I have a dry cough now. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus, here it is. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely death into life everlasting. He passed and me following them. Over us and has no more. Over us and has no more dominion. For more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look at his wonderful face. And the face of it will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace. And the last verse is, his word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look well in his wonderful face. And the things of which will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. My dear beloved, this is the time we ought to turn our eyes upon him, and the opportunity of each one of us on this line. If there is no other one else on the line, we are going in prayer. And my dear beloved, we are asking you, wherever you are, if you could just kneel so that we can offer our prayer. And as the song said, oh, oh soul, are we weary and troubled? We all weary and troubled. No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant to me. So, you know, life is there when we can see our Savior, when we can speak to him, when we can, in our own little quiet period, that we place all our trials to him. So let us go in prayer. And if you feel on the line here that you would like to do short prayer, we will ask you to pray. But I'm going to pray open, and if there is anyone else who'd like to pray, you can a short prayer. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, we are so thankful. We appreciate you so much for the things that you have done for us. We thank you. Last night while we went to sleep, you were there by our side. We thank you this morning when we wake up, Lord, you were also there. We thank you during the day, minute and hour, when we walk, when we talk, when we go to our workplace, when we go to do our chores, you were there by our side, protecting us. We came to you this moment, Lord Jesus, asking you, Father, to continue to be by our side. We are depending upon you because we have no other one who we can call upon. Father, when we listen to the various requests, Lord, from your sons and your daughter, Lord, we know, dear Lord, you are by our side. So this evening, Health Thursday Reform Night, that you have given us the message to present to the world. And dear Father, despite of so many reject your help, many we are suffering in all different type of diseases. And Lord, we come to you, Father, and ask you for help, and still is not been obedient to what you have given unto us. So, Heavenly Father, forgive us. We do not know what we are doing, but we are asking you for that strength that we can keep our eyes turned upon you and depend upon you, dear Lord, to keep us, Lord, in perfect health, that whose keep their heart, their mind stayed upon you. Now, dear Lord, we present this little group to you, Advent Light, and all the brothers and sisters on Advent Light, Lord, held especially on Thursday, Father. We present to you daily, we in which we will call some names. We present Brother Rick to you, dear Lord. Lord, you have kept him, Lord. And even though, dear Father, he is not feeling well for weeks, Lord, you are by his side. And Lord, to listen to the sad news of his parents, in which he's so thankful that he has both mother and father still alive in the land of living, living together, doing things on their own. But dear Lord, this disappointment happened that their house was burned down. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for that angel who was passing and saw that house burned down and could go and knock at their door, hallelujah, and wake them up out of their sleep. And dear Father, rescue them, dear Lord. We want to give you thanks. We want to praise you. And Lord, we know that you are the one who have done it. And we give you all the praise that due to you. And as Brother Rick, mother and father, they may be in the hospital. I don't know if they come out with the smoke damage, but they came out, oh Lord, and they are still alive. So we thank you. Father, continue to bless Brother Rick. Keep him and guide him, Lord, in this time. And we know it's not easy, but we know you told us that you will provide and you will make a way. So we keep them in perfect peace, Lord, and allow them, dear Lord, to look upon you, because you were the one who have spared Mom and Dad's life. So we want to thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear brother Eli. Lord, you know everything about him, and he is giving you the praise, wonderful introduction. He won't turn back. He's promised that is his determination, and you would like each and every one of us to have that hope that we will not turn back. We will not let you go, but we will be with you always. So continue to bless Brother Eli, both at his work, at school, wherever he go, Lord, his friends, them, you know each one. You know their heart, their mind. Sometimes they make him feel a little discomfort, but Father, give him the strength that he know that he won't turn back and that he will live the life, dear Father, that they too will come to know you, especially Jovel and Johari and the others, them, Father. And they are the ones sometimes, dear Lord. Do not pay Brother Eli no mind, but Lord, you are there by his side, because his determination, he will follow you to the end. He's asking for prayer for Devon, Lord Jesus, and also his sister. So, Lord, you know the name. You, maybe I don't call it wrong, right, but you know the name, dear Father. You know every head, every hair on that person, and you know what he desires this time, Father, if it is spiritual, physical. Lord, we ask you to grant it unto him, dear Lord, and keep him. We also lift up our dear Sister Stephanie to you, Father, to and fro, going on appointment trip. You have carried her to bring her back safely. Disappointment, Lord, with her job and all the things that they are doing, but you are in control. And Lord, you are the one who said, stand and see the salvation of me and what you can do. And dear Lord, we want to thank you as we rejoice with her about the pay, Lord. And the sick leave was denied, and just a few days, Lord, you have said no deny, it won't deny, and you have granted her, Lord Jesus, that she should be legal
to get her pay, receive what she have earned all these years, Lord, working hard. So we just want to give you thanks for that, Lord. And also as she lift up, dear Father, for support, Lord, of the things that she had received today, and she was able to take it out and share what she have to others, Lord, and they too was blessed. So we want to thank you for that, Lord. We want to thank you for Sister Ross and her family member. Keep them, Lord. And I am so grateful because sometimes, Lord, we wonder our children is so far sometimes, and we wonder what happened to them, if they are okay. Sometimes they may not say it, but we as parents, Lord, have to lift them up and pray to find out how they are and what they are doing. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for that relationship. Now, dear Lord, we present Sister Tamiko to you, giving praise, encouraging words, Lord, sharing, Lord, the goodness of God, and asking, Lord, us to pray for her brother, her mother, and her sibling, and lift up her children and all the others that she prayed for, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, that she had a personal relationship with you by going to and fro and sharing your words to others and drawing them to you. So this evening, we lift up her mother, Dorothy, and our sisters and our brothers, Lord. We lift up our own immediate family, Tony and Anthony Jr., dear Lord, and our daughter, and our nieces and nephews, and also grandchildren. We lift up and her family members, Lord, that she met. Lord, we lift them up to you. You know every one of them, some in the nursing home, some is at home, some is when she go on her appointment. She met them, her church family. We lift them up to you. Now, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear Sister Cancinelli. Continue to pour your blessings upon her. Keep her, Lord, faithful servant. Share all these wonderful tips to us. They're encouraging us. And, Lord, help her, dear Father. What we know the weather is changed. Help her to keep warm, dear Lord, even though we have to open our windows and getting fresh air. Dear Lord, what help her that her body will be able to take it, Lord. Continue to bless and to keep her, Lord, also her family, her children, her husband, and also her grandchildren and church family. And also we lift up Sister Patricia, the sister-in-law, to you. Continue to work through our bless her, dear Lord, healing process, we ask. With her eyes, Lord, and also Sister Dwyer and other sick brothers and sister and brother Holly, and also Sister Holly, we lift them up to you. You are the great physician, so in your hand we place. We lift up Brother John and Sister Brenda. What a blessing you have given unto us, these two wonderful brothers and sisters, encouraging, sharing, blessing, praying, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for them as they continue to follow you, continue to give praises to you. We are asking you, Lord, to cover them under your blood. And for myself, Lord, we are asking you, Father, to your continually blessing upon the projects and that we you have been doing to us. And lead us, Lord, and let others see that they can come in and do some help. So we want to thank you. Now we present Sister Carla, Lord, Brother O'Neill to you, Brother Judy, Sister Calvier, the children, Brother Bernard, Mozart, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, dear Lord, we lift them up to you. You know everything, Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, Lord, we lift them up to you. You know every one of them. Brother Akeem James, Akeem Burt, dear Lord. Brother Jensine, we lift them up. Sister Naomi, Lord, we lift up them. Ashley, dear Lord, we lift them up, and you know everything. And dear Father, what more could I ask you? You're in the most holy sanctuary. Everyone that I place to you tonight, you know their needs and their condition, and dear Lord, I'm asking you to let your will be done as we come forward, dear Lord, to this health message and going to this study. We ask you to pour out your blessings upon the speaker so that the speaker will be covered under your blood, that the word, the message that she present tonight, dear Lord, will come straight from you. Bless each one, Lord. We ask you to bless Sister Kaja and KJ and all the young people, Lord Jesus. You know everything about them and what they are going through. So we lift them up to you from all over the world. Our immediate young people in our churches, we lift them up to you, Father. Help them, Lord, to seek you, search for you. And when they find you, that they will share you with others. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, dear Lord. Brother Elroy, you place him in my mind, and his wife and his children, Lord. Sister Naomi, Heavenly Father, tonight, dear Lord, we present these individuals to you. Continue, dear Jesus, to present your light, that they are shining your light to and fro to others and drawing others to you. Thank you for hearing us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that, Sister Powell. Heavenly Father, we just linger just a tad bit longer. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to shower us down with the Holy Spirit. Agitate our hearts today so that we will be more desirable, Lord, to become more like you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our shortcomings, our lack of faith, our doubt. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, of the way how we do not use our time, our treasure, and our talents that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. We pray that you will just give us today a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Reformation and revival, we're asking, Heavenly Father. And we pray that you will bound up the enemy so that he will not have charge over us. But you will release your Holy Spirit. Let it loose so that it will be surrounding in our hearts and in our minds and in our homes. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I want to welcome you again. I know Sister Powell want to welcome you again to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. I hear you and I heard you. Brother Eli, thank you so much for your well wishes towards me and everyone that's on this line. And it's amazing because I just wanted to take this opportunity to share this as it is Health Thursday. I was talking to one of my sister girlfriend. We've been friends forever. And so she's like family, right? We have taken her in, and her mom had taken her in, and her mom had taken me in, and my mom had taken her in, right? And so I was talking to her today, and she went into the store, and she was buying something. She was like, oh, yeah, can you sell me 5 of the shots? And I was like, what is that? And so she was telling me, oh, it's with ginger. You know, she said it's a concoction that they make with ginger and garlic and what did she say? And cayenne pepper and did she say onions? But it's the same thing. I said, girl, I could make that. I could tell you how to make that. I said, we call that the bomb. I said, she said, well, but I don't have a blender to blend it in. I said, girl, you could grate it. And you know, I said, I'm going to tell you what is it you need to do so you can make it. Right? So they're selling our bomb that we're making in the house for buka money. And so when we think about what God has given us, these are things that we have in our home, the garlic, the ginger, the lemon, the cayenne pepper, the onions, and I told her that's what I use, and that's what I make. And so she said, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, get it and stuff. I said, you don't need a blender. Just get yourself a grater and grate those things. It gives the juice, and it makes it so potent. And so I just want to let you know that the world, amen, the world is using our health message. We know that the health message is the what? The right arm of the what? of the gospel. And here we have it. And we're not telling people, we're not sounding the alarm or the trumpet while others have taken it and is doing what we are supposed to, we're called to do. Amen? So I just wanted to point that out for you and just share that. So these things that we hear on the line, they're powerful. They are powerful. Utilize them. You have them in your home. With my allergies, you know, mullein is good. Ashwagandha is good. The star anise is good. So those are some of the things that, you know, I'm going to have to start taking back. But usually they tell you that when you're going to the allergist, you have to stop taking those things because you want your body to be able to show them, you know, how it reacts to certain things. So I thank God, you know, that he has given us the herb, right, the leaves for the healing of the nation. All right, amen. All right, so now I'm going to read helping the tempted, helping the tempted. So I'm going to start with that first, helping the tempted. I'm in helping the tempted. I'm on page 1. This is 168. All right, this is 168. And the title is helping the tempted, but the section that I'm going to be reading from, the subheading, is called Not to Be Discouraged. Not to be discouraged. Okay? Not to be discouraged. Even though I think I'm going to go back just a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to go back a little bit, pointing out errors. I'm going to just go back a little bit and read. That's one on page 167. I'm still in helping the tempted. So I just want to read this little portion here. It says, Paul wrote to these brethren, as saints in Christ Jesus, but he was not writing to those who were perfect in character. He wrote to them as men and women who were striving against temptation and who were in danger of falling. He pointed them to the God of peace and brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. He assured them that through the blood of the everlasting covenant, he will make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:20-21. When one at fault becomes conscious of his error, be careful not to destroy his self-respect. Do not discourage him by indifference or distrust. Do not say, before giving him my confidence, I will wait to see whether he will hold out. Often this very distrust causes the tempted one to stumble. We should strive to understand the weakness of others. We know little of the heart trials of those who have been bound in chains of darkness and who lack resolution and moral power. Most pitiable is the condition of him who is suffering under remorse. He is as one stunned, staggering, sinking into the dust. He can see nothing clearly. The mind is beclouded. He knows not what steps to take. Many a poor soul is misunderstood, unappreciated, full of distress and agony. A lost, straying sheep. He cannot find God, yet he has an intense longing for pardon and peace. Oh, let no word be spoken to cause the deeper pain to the soul weary of a life of sin, but knowing not where to find relief, present the compassion Savior. Take him by the hand. Lift him up. Speak to him words of courage and hope. Help him to grasp the hand of the Savior. Not to be discouraged. So, you know, we have example as to what we're supposed to do when someone has erred, right? Not to be discouraged. Are we discouraged? Are there things that are happening in our lives, even right now as we speak, that is discouraging to us or can cause discouragement? It says, we become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. How many of us are praying for our loved one, praying for our sibling, praying for our children? And it doesn't seem like, you know, they're drawing closer to God. It seems like they're going further apart, right? But it says that do not become discouraged. Do not let your heart be troubled. Amen? That's the word of God. It says, we become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. Never should we cease to labor for a soul while there is one gleam of hope. I'm going to read that again. Never should we cease to labor for a soul while there is one gleam of hope. Precious souls cost our self-sacrificing Redeemer too dear a price to be lightly given up to the tempter's power. We need to put ourselves in the place of the tempted ones. Consider the power of heredity, the influence of evil association, and surroundings, the power of wrong habits. Can we wonder that under such influences, many become degraded? Can we wonder what they should be slow to respond? Can we wonder that they should be slow to respond to efforts for their uplifting? Often when won to the gospel, those who appeared coarse and unpromising will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates. They are not altogether corrupt. Beneath the forbidding exterior, there are good impulses that might be reached. Without a helping hand, many would never recover themselves, but by patient, persistent effort, they may be uplifted. Such need tender words, kind consideration, tangible help. They need that kind of counsel which will not extinguish the faint gleam of courage in the soul. Let the workers who come in contact with them consider this. Some will be found whose minds have been so long debased that they will never in this life become what? Under more favorable circumstances. They might have been, but the bright beams of the sun of righteousness may shine into the soul. It is their privilege to have the life that measures with the life of God. Plant in their minds uplifting, ennobling thoughts. Let your life make plain to them the difference between vice and purity, darkness and light. In your example, let them read what it means to be a Christian. Can we be a Christian and we're fearful? Can we be a Christian and we're afraid? Can we be a Christian and we're coward? We operate in a cowardly manner? Does that represent Christ? Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will be acknowledged as children of God. So let's say you're, you know, you feel like you're, you know, you're anxious, you don't feel, you feel afraid, you feel like, you know what, I'm not bold enough, I don't have the power that God says that he command us, you know, we have power, you know, to walk on scorpion. What can we do? It says, Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will be acknowledged as children of God. Join heirs with Christ to the immortal inheritance. By the miracle of divine grace, many may be fitted for lives of usefulness. Despised and forsaken, they have become utterly discouraged. They may appear stoical and stoic and stolid, but under the ministration of the Holy Spirit. Let me go back and read that again. It says right here, despised and forsaken, they have become utterly discouraged. They may appear stoical and stolid, but under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the stupidity that makes their uplifting appear so hopeless will pass away. The dull, clouded mind will awake. The slave of sin will be set free. Vice will disappear. Ignorance will be overcome. Through the faith that works by love, the heart will be purified and the mind enlightened. How beautiful is that? And so now I'm going to segue into my part that I was reading. I'm now going to segue into I'm going to segue into where it says help in daily life. Help in daily life. We were reading some of that last week as well. Help in daily life. Help in daily life. And I'm going to start here on page 475. It says, let those who feel that their work is not appreciated and who crave a position of greater responsibility consider that promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. Psalm 75, 6 through 7. Every man has his place in the eternal plan of heaven. I'm going to read that again. Every man has his place in the eternal plan of heaven. Whether we fill that place depends upon what? Our faithfulness in cooperating with God. I'm going to read that again. Remember last week, we read that he went to prepare a mansion. Each and every one of us have a mansion in heaven with our name on it. We have a key for it, right? God has given us the key as to how we can inherit that that mansion. However, we will forfeit it. We will forfeit that mansion and the opportunity of using that key or those keys by our very action. And let's see. It says, oh, and I'm sorry, I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing. I'm not sure if I said that. Ministry of Healing, written by Sister Ellen G. White. Amen. It says, every man has his place in the eternal plan of heaven. Whether we fill that place depends upon our own faithfulness in cooperating with God. Do we have to cooperate with God? Absolutely. We need to beware of self-pity. Never indulge in the feeling that you are not esteemed as you should be, that your efforts are not appreciated, that your work is too difficult. let the memory of what Christ has endured for us silence every murmuring thought. And I think we read that this already, but the Holy Spirit is bringing us here again, right? A lot of times we murmur and we complain and we focus on woe is me and our situation, but it says here, let the memory of what Christ has endured for us silence every murmuring thought. We are treated better than was our Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. Seekest thou great things, for thou thyself seek them not. Jeremiah 45, verse 5. The Lord has no place in his work. For those who have a greater desire to win the crown than to bear the cross. The Lord has no desire, beloved, in his work for those who have a greater desire to win the crown than to bear the cross. He wants men who are more intent upon doing their duty than upon receiving their reward. Men who are more salacious for principle than for promotion. Those who are humble and who do their work as unto God may not make so great a show as do those who are full of bustle and self-importance. Mercy. But their work counts for more. Often those who make a great parade call attention to self, imposing between the people with people and God, and their work proves a failure. When is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. I'm gonna read that again. That was a little choppy. It says, God may not make so great a show as do those who are full of hustle, bustle, and self-importance, but their work counts for more. Often those who make a great parade call attention to self, imposing between the people of God, and their work proves a failure. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. Proverbs 4, 7-8. I don't know why I'm reading so choppy today. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will guide my tongue, touch it with coal, Lord, so that the message that you have in store for us will be able to press our heart, will be able to come out clear and crisp. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Because they have not the determination to take themselves in hand and to reform, many become stereotyped in a wrong course of action. But this need not be. They may cultivate their powers to do the very best kind of service, and then they will be always in demand. They will be valued for all that they are worth. If any are qualified for a higher position, the Lord will lay the burden, not alone on them, but on those who have tested them, who know their worth, and who can understandingly urge them forward. It is those who perform faithfully their appointed work day by day who in God's own time will hear his call, come up higher. While the shepherds were watching their flocks on the hills of Bethlehem, angels from heaven visited them. So today, while the humble worker for God is following his employment. Angels of God stand by his side, listening to his words, noting the manner in which his work is done. Did y'all know that? I'm going to read that again. So today, while the humble worker for God is following his employment, angels of God stand by his side, listening to his words, noting the manner in which his work is done, to see if larger responsibility may be entrusted to his hands. And I'm going to read this last part, Sister Power, last couple parts. It says, true greatness, not by their wealth, their education, or their position, does God estimate men. I'm going to read that again. Not by their wealth, their education, or their position, does God estimate men. I'm on page 477. He estimates them by their purity of motive and their beauty of character. He looks to see how much of his spirit they possessed and how much of his likeness their life reveals. To be great in God's kingdom is to be as a little child in humility, in simplicity of faith, and in purity of love. Ye know, Christ said, that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Not so shall it be among you, but whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister. Matthew 20, 25-26, Amplified Revised Version. Of all the gifts that heaven can bestow upon men, fellowship with Christ in his suffering is the most weighty trust and the highest honor. The world is celebrating the birth of Jesus, what, I think this Sabbath or so, or Sunday or so, where we know that Christ was not born on that day, right? This is a time that many people are looking for gifts. This is a time for us as followers of Christ to be able to tell them about the wonderful gift of God. Tell them about the gift that God has gone to prepare the mansion for them. Tell them about the gift of his second coming and how they can be part of his reward, right? But first we have to do what? Repent. Turn away from our wicked ways. Surrender it all so that we will be able to be a part of this gift. Amen? All right? So it says, of all the gifts that heaven can bestow upon men, fellowship with Christ in his suffering is the most weighty trust and the highest honor. Not Enoch, who was translated to heaven, not Elijah, who ascended in a chariot of fire, was greater or more honored than John the Baptist, who perished alone in the dungeon. Unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1, verse 29. So, Sister Powell, I am going to end here. I will pick up the next part next week. God's willing, we will read plans for the future. I think this is fitting, as many people are going to be looking forward to the new year, making plans and resolution for the new year. I think this would be fitting for us to read during that time, plans for the future. Here ends the reading. Would you like for me to pray? Heavenly Father, I come before you, and I'm so thankful, Lord, that you have presented this message to us. You have presented how we are to be in helping the tempted. What are we supposed to do in distraction and disappointment? How we are to look to you for all things. How we are not to bask in our issues and in our crucibles and in our trials and in our tribulation, but we can look to you to think about, to focus on, to meditate on what you have gone through for us. And when we think about that, we can ask ourselves, if the master went through that, what more us, the servant? Help us, Lord, to look to you in all things. Help us, Lord, to trust you. Help us, Lord, to use our hands and our feet and our mouth, and whatever we do it to the best of our ability to bring glory and honor to you. Be with each and every person that is on this line, that is hearing my voice. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow us to leave today being changed in your own image, Lord. Being changed knowing that you can do all things within us but fail. Knowing, Lord, that your example is that when someone or when there's an error and when we make mistake, we don't beat them up on their heads, but we show you Christ through us to them, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I'm not sure if anyone is on. It seems like, let me look at this. Yeah, let me see. Everybody's here. Sister Powell, did you drop? I think her phone dropped. All right. So if there's any query, any feedback, any takeaway, any comment, you can take yourself off, press 1, and then press 1 again so that I can open your line. I don't think I opened this line earlier. Let me see. Did I? No. So I'm going to open this line. Sister Powell, I think Sister Powell line fell or something like that. 904-661, your line is now open. Hello? Hello? All right, let me see if they're hearing me. I'm opening 272-770. Are you hearing me?
Yes, hello? This is Stephanie. Hi,
okay, you
hi,
can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. God bless you.
All right, okay. Thank
reading.
You so much. I was sure. Thank you so much. Sister Powell, can you hear me? Sister Powell? Sister Powell? We can't hear you, Sister Powell.
Yes, you hear me now?
Yes, we're hearing you now. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My phone actually there.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Would you like to pray for us? And thank you for that reading, my dear. Would you like to pray? And if you ask my dear beloved if they have any comment.
I did all of that already, Sister Paul. I prayed and I did ask for comments and questions and stuff. So I did that already.
Okay.
But if you want
okay.
me to pray again, I can certainly do that. It's never too much pray. Heavenly Father, Sister Paul is asking for prayer. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity where we can come and we can learn more about you, Heavenly Father. We pray that as your angels are standing guard, taking notes as to what we're saying and how we're doing it, Lord, we will use our lips to speak life. We will use our lips to bring glory and honor and encourage one another, Heavenly Father. Speak life and speak power within our brothers and within our own situation, Heavenly Father. I thank you, God. I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved, for joining us. And, you know, let us stick to one another. Let us go into his word. So we are inviting you tomorrow. We are inviting you tomorrow at our Sabbath opening, right? So if you don't have a question,
Yeah?
I do want to share something, and then I'm going to open a line. I see a hand up for a brief brief comment. I want to share, as I said, Sister Carla takes time to give a little write-up, and I do want to read it. It says, Help Reform Thursday, a work of reformation needed. We are living in the midst of an epidemic of crime at which thoughtful, God-fearing men everywhere stand aghast. The corruption that prevails, it is beyond the power of the human pen to describe. Every day brings fresh revelation of political strife, bribery, and fraud. Every day brings its heart-sickening record of violence and lawlessness, of indifference to human suffering, of brutal, fiendish destruction of human life. Every day testify to the increase of insanity, murder, and suicide. Who can doubt that satanic agencies are at work among men with increasing activity to distract and corrupt the mind and defile and destroy the body? CH 25, 1, Council of Health 25, paragraph 1. And while the world is filled with these evils, the gospel is too often presented in so indifferent a manner as to make but little impression upon the consciences or the lives of men. Everywhere their hearts crying out for something which they have not. They long for a power that will give them mastery over sin, a power that will deliver them from the bondage of evil, a power that will give health and life and peace. Many who once knew the power of God's word have dwelt where there is no recognition of God, and they long for the divine presence. This is from Council on Health. Amen? So I just wanted to share this. So Sister Paul, we have a 1 minute. I'm opening up your line for 1 minute. All right? The line is now open, 857-505.
Amen, amen, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, that was a very powerful message, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. Sister Power, I like Sister Stephanie's message because it's very powerful, like the fruit of the Spirit, my beloved sister. And Sister Power, don't forget to remind Sister Stephanie, my dear sister, next week the sign night is going to end in the 31st. It's going to start 8 till midnight. So our sister Stephanie enjoying that, Sister Power, the Sinai SDA Church live and YouTube. I don't know, can Sister give it to Sister Stephanie? Sister Power,
amen.
Let me spell
amen.
It for her. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Eli, the Sinai SDA Church. You know, we'll check, you know, the individuals that are on the line, we'll try to check it out as well. Amen and amen. So thank you so much, Brother Eli, for sharing that. All right, we have come to a close. I'll turn it over to Sister Powell.
All right, my dear beloved, we prayed already, but we're just going to pray. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and we sure we have a powerful reading, and we are just encourage each one of us. Let us stay close and closer to the Lord, because we know, as we have read a while ago, what the enemy is doing, right? He's trying to do all manner of things with each and every one of us, our family. So we have to keep closer and closer to the Lord. Please remember to join us tomorrow. And our host will be Sister Carla, and the speaker will be Brother Elder Ricardo. Let's close with another prayer. Father, we come once more to you this evening, thanking you for your many blessings upon us and also for the study this evening. Continue to pour your blessings upon each one of us. So I present every home to you. Again, every family members, you know them. And help us, Lord Jesus, that as we stick close and turn our eyes to you, we will be obedient to follow your health law and also your Ten Commandments that we can share with others. Bless us, we pray. Help us to have a good night's sleep, Lord. I I'm thankful to you that we can get this rest. So we place our life in your hand while we go to bed. Send your angels to watch over us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart
be
acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good night, my dear beloved. We will see each other tomorrow. Amen. Yes, Sister Stephanie, you can just close off now.
I'm playing. I'm closing with a song.
Yes, my dear. Thanks.
Good night, beloved. God's blessing, peace, and love to you. Bye-bye.